in your bulletin, just make sure that you check for different things we have coming up next month. Mark Trammell, we'll have them on Sunday night. We'll have the revival services. We'll have Sunday the 29th. We'll have the baptismal service if we have any candidates for the baptismal. You already have the invitations and all for Turquoise. This Wednesday night, we're studying chapter 19 and the purpose-driven life. And Miss Vicky Cacuzzi has volunteered to lead us in our study this Wednesday night. So looking forward to that. And afterwards at 8 o'clock, we'll have choir practice. So hopefully we've got all those announcements. Good. Let's, Terry, lead us in one verse of amazing grace. And I want to read a scripture that's close to my heart. So just lead us in one verse of amazing grace. Go ahead and can you sing it.
Sing it, please.
Ephesians, the third chapter, the 14th verse. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as I begin to read this scripture, I want you to picture this in your mind. This is the Apostle Paul praying. Somebody asked me one time, what do you think the apostles prayed about? This, I'm going to read you, is a prayer from the Apostle Paul. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. It says in the 16th verse that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts for just a moment. We will receive that special truth. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to try to read you something here in just a moment. But this set of scripture, I believe, is precious. It talks about a prayer that the Apostle Paul would give. And in this prayer, he asked, I believe, for three things. First of all, he asked that you would comprehend the love of God. That, to me, has been the challenge of my life. The longer I live, the more that I see, the more wonderful things that I know that God does, I am just overwhelmed by the love of God for his people. Second, it is told in here to experience that love of God. Experience. You gotta be a part of it. Next week, Brother Mike White, I'm gonna be here, but Mike, he and I were talking, and God has laid something upon his heart that he wants to share with you. He's hopefully going to go into the story of Nicodemus. What must I do to be saved? And God has spoken to him, and he wants to share certain things with you. So I said, Brother Mike, come on. I'll make the pulpit available to you. Come and share. Things that you need to do yourself. that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. You got to do it. I read about a grandmother who was, she was about 90 years old, and Christmas time came, and she was just kind of got tired of buying Christmas gifts. So she decided that she would just write out checks. And for each of the children, the grandchildren, she just sent them a wonderful little card, and in it she just wrote, "Buy your own gift," and signed it. About a month later, after Christmas, she was going through some papers on her desk, and she found a pile of checks. She'd forgotten to put those checks in the Christmas cards. And none of her children were brave enough to tell her that. But they said it was the most memorable Christmas card they ever got. When you opened it up and it said, "Go buy your own present." Folks, the things in this life that you just got to do them yourself. And this thing about salvation, what's going to be shared, these are things that you got to do yourself. And I know the third thing, I think, with this wonderful scripture that we're reading is, it's right at the end. Paul prays that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. If I can get this to work now. I was reading in the, I love all the different translations and the commentaries, and I want to read you something from Colossians, and this is Colossians 2, 9 and 10 from the Message. It reads this. It says, "Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God gets expressed in Him so that you can see and hear Him clearly." And this is the part I really like. It says, "You don't need a telescope, a microscope, or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him." Amen? Amen. You don't need a telescope. You don't need a microscope, and you don't need a horoscope to know the fullness, the fullness, the fullness of Christ. This part of the sermon is called Show and Tell Time. And we're going to focus on filled with all the fullness of God. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel a little empty. I had the wonderful pleasure almost 2 weeks ago to make a little trip on Tuesday. Mary and Buddy were so kind to invite me down to meet Ray, and when I walked in, and I told folks this on Wednesday and I got back, I walked in, I was so moved by the fact that he was propped up in that bed downstairs and he had a John Wayne movie on the television. I walked up to that bed and grabbed his hand. I said, Ray, my name's Charlie Wood. I'm the pastor of Mount Calvary Community Church, and we've been praying for you. In a voice that was almost inaudible, I heard.
I sure do appreciate it. I sure do appreciate it.
What a wonderful spirit. His sons had gathered up from Florida. Sons, big boys, big, big. Don't want to ever feed them or anything like that. They're big, big. And we just had a nice little short visit there. I spent maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes, and we just talked, and we shared a little bit. And what a joy to meet someone that I had been praying for, that I had been asked to pray for. What a privilege. Then we went outside, and I told him and walked in. I said, well, I said, this is a double-purpose trip. I'm stopping by to see Ray, but I'm also going up to see my mom. And I am bringing... I'm bringing an empty jar. Now, for those of you... may not appreciate it. If you take one of these up to my mother, she will replace it with one of these. Now, this is Piney River apple butter. I believe that I can see a few of you start licking your chops on. I believe that Cousin Ronnie Wood over there don't have a stroke now on me over here, just hanging there to him. And they know how to make their apple butter. They start peeling them apples early in the day. They got that big old copper kettle that you could, boy, pretty much put this pulpit in, and they cook this all night long. And it's a wonderful social event as well when they make apple butter. And I had to kind of instruct the fellas about why they put the pennies on the bottom so that those apples, they don't stick, and they keep on stirring it all night long over there. Oh. And so many times my parents would go to Piney River because they're making apple butter. They're making apple butter. And I have had the wonderful privilege of enjoying the fruits of their labor. Now, it comes with a catch. You got to bring the empty jar back. My mother, for years and years, she canned green beans, tomatoes. Wonderful, wonderful fruit of the harvest of the garden. And as time would go on, I would look so forward to a care package when she would send a dozen quarts of green beans, canned, fresh from the garden. But you better bring those empty jars back if you want any more. May not mean much to you, but as I was going down that road, I thought to myself, so many times in my life when I feel empty, just an opportunity for God to fill up the jar again. So many times when I've been challenged with stuff, when I'm going through the midst of something, and I don't understand the pieces. And sometimes inside, and I'm a man of faith just like you are. Still, sometimes inside, you just feel a little empty. But then, I looked at that little empty jar, and I thought about how good it's going to be when it gets filled up. And I believe many times in our life, I've been so guilty of focusing on what's empty instead of putting my effort and my time and my energy looking forward to the time that it's going to be filled. And so many times I've looked back in the past and things that I went through, things that during that time I didn't have answers for. I will turn sideways to tell you I'm living proof of what happens when you're filled. Sorry about all the pops this morning over here on the microphone. My voice, I'm trying to do the best I can. We walked outside, and Buddy and Ray's son was there, and we just had the best time. We sit out there and gather around the hood of the car. That's what men do. You just get out there, just like they get in Mount Calvary, and they get here in the aisle, and you can't get them seated. That's what men do. And we talked about apple butter and apple products my father used to make. Shh, Rick, shh. And I tell you one thing. I hope not everything gets on that tape he's taping over there. God was in the midst of it. And God was filling our empty spirits. Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've given us such a wonderful day. You've allowed us to look into your word, to realize we can never fully comprehend the love of God. But God, you've appointed to us as individuals to accept you by faith. And then God, in our lives as we live day to day, it was the Apostle Paul's prayer that we be filled with all of your goodness. And God, today we thank you for that. We thank you for each one being here today. We lift up those prayer requests again for each one being part of the service. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us know in our heart of hearts that we have been in your house and we have felt your presence today. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we go our separate ways. And God, let us be instruments to help your love being filled. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said, amen, amen. Now let's turn to, is it 690? Did I have the right number for?
Yeah.
Let's turn to 690. Please stand to your feet. Let's do America the Beautiful. Where's the praise team? God bless you. God bless you.